1937, on a cold, frosty morn, in a little four-room farmhouse was a baby boy born. Had his parents known the grief and shame this child would bring to them, they would have traded with the devil for a child to replace him. But of course they couldn't know what kind of monster was their child. As a baby he was normal, though his eyes were bleak and wild. Until his seventh birthday, he'd done nothing really wrong. Then he killed his little sister with a broken pitchfork prong. And as his sister lay there dying in the awful crimson flood, he noticed how his hands and arms were stained with drops of blood. Well, he couldn't face his mother, couldn't tell her what he'd done. So he crept into the house and got his father's old shotgun. Now the gun was always loaded with a heavy powder charge. It was used to kill the vicious beast that roamed the hills at large. When the boy's mother happened to step out the kitchen door, he pressed down upon the trigger, and his mother lived no more. With the echo of the shotgun blast still ringing in his ears, the little killer watched his father find his mother and shed tears. He crept up behind his father with a razor-sharpened axe, just like Lizzie Borden gave his father 40 whacks. To this day, no one has seen that little monster anywhere. Though it's known he's still about, he's left a body here and there. And although it isn't likely it could ever happen to you, if you find a dead man, just remember, I can kill you too.
It is noon o'clock. Do you know where your brain is? WRCT Zombo's in it.
Thank you. When I was young, why goodness me, I used to dream all day of elephants and crocodiles in places far away. But of all things weird and wonderful, it's very strange but true.
monster's a dream.
When it comes to the scene, what a
having a time. We are having a time, aren't we? Yes, the Liverpools with Chuck's Monster. Before that, Chris Williams and his Monsters doing Monster. She's Fallen in Love with a Monster Man by the Stags. Wild Evil and the Trash Bones gave us It's a Monster. And the Kinks. We are the Kinks live doing the Monsters. Alex Harvey. Alex Harvey and the Sensational Harvey. Do I Love Monsters? Screaming Lord Sutch, King of Halloween, of course. Monster and Black Tights. And Joe Jackson. That's right, Joe Jackson's trio doing the David Bowie tune, Scary Monsters and Super Creeps. Oh, man, one of my favorite Halloween tunes, Kathy Mills doing Monsters Hop. And we heard the Rollins Band, Rye Request by Kelvin. Rollins Band doing Monster. And we heard Morrissey doing November, spawned a monster. So all kinds of monster stuff. Oh, my God, we did the Groovy Ghoulies, Monsters on Parade, The Little Monster by Big Daddy Blackwell. The Husband started everything off with Monster Party. Damn! That's a lot of music. Yeah. All right, let's see here what we got here. According, do you think that's scary? Here's some frightening stuff for you. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, 70% of you folks out there over the age of 65 will require some long-term services at some point in their life. Have you or your parents ever thought about long-term care? Or just jumping off a bridge? There you go. For more information, 3 in 4 need more. That's why there's so wonderful many bridges to jump over when your life gets really, really old and you're really, really decrepit. But the sad part is you're too decrepit to jump off now. That's the worst part. You know, you're like 80 years old. I should jump off a bridge, man. And you're like, ugh. My rheumatiz. Forget it. I'll just have a milkshake and take a nap. Doesn't sound too bad. All right, jump off some other day. Have a milkshake and go to bed. That's right. Chances are you're probably going to doo-doo the bed, so make sure it's a chocolate milkshake. So, a little more color coordinated. So there. You guys all right? Yeah! Should tell you about a couple of shows here on this here station. Let's see what we got here. We got the show, Too Evil to Have a Human Name. That's right. Horrible music for horrible people. And that's on this here station. And that is Sundays, 7 to 9 p.m. That's right. In Nosmos Santana. There you go, man. So actually, that's funny because that follows my rebroadcast of Zombo's Deep Archive, which is Sunday, 3 to 6. Actually, I don't know what that hour is, from 7 to 8. But then you have a show, Too Evil to Have a Human Name. And you know that's pretty bad when it doesn't have a human name. Yeep. What else is going on? All right, we got Cold Cuts. Don't know what it is, but you'll like it. Join Malcolm. Malcolm Threat, Mondays, 3 to 4 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh. And sooner or later, my friend Ole is going to have a show on the station. So he's going to give me a run for my moolah. I think he has a show called Wound Liquor that's online. And he's actually going to be coming back to WRCT. I think he's on here years ago. He was a guest on my radio show with his little kids. This was probably about 15 years ago. He was on the show here. He brought his little kids on. We did a little skit. And his kids were really terrible on the radio. Ole was fine. But his kids were awful. You know, they're growing up and in college now. But if I could find a clip of those guys, probably in mass media communications now. But boy, those kids were awful on the radio. I couldn't even, riff around them. The kid, he actually wrote stuff for his kids to say. So it sounded real stoic. It was bad. So hopefully he's not going to bring his kids onto his radio show. Well, they're full grown now. And I'm sure they're a lot more well-spoken than they used to be when they were, 7. But I remember he brought his kids on the show, and they were telling him how much they hated the show. Yeah, isn't that wonderful? What a great shtick. What a great shtick that was. That's right. That's a shtick for you. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Got half hour to go. Holy frick. This is craziness. I have got how many hours more monster music? I have got an hour and a half. So that's not bad. So I'm going to end up with an extra hour of monster music, which you will never hear. So whatevs. I'm sure you'll live. I'm playing the best stuff I got, though. That's the thing. I did 4 weeks. This is the fourth week of all songs about monsters. And I thought I'd be scraping the bottom. You know, but I really paced myself. I put some of the good stuff in, saved some of the stuff, had some surprises, got some nice requests. And yeah, really. And plus, I probably ranted for a good 20, 30 minutes today, man. I was on it, man. We talked about all kinds of great monsters today. We talked about Bob Ziller, who is the kind, nice Mr. Rogers of the monsters, Bob Ziller. Plethora, which is every monster all combined. The plethora is... One hell of a lot of monsters. And then we had Stankenstein. Stankenstein, that's right, imploded when they brought the torches nearby. And then we had Nosferatu and Scott Beowulf. Man, oh, man, I gave you a whole plethora. Another plethora. And there was, of course, Thesaurus. Thesaurus is kind of a given. But I'm pretty proud of myself coming up on the fly, man. Just zoom, zoom. You think I sit around all day and make this stuff up? You think I sit around and go, I'm driving around the car and goes, yeah, when I got my radio show, oh, I'll talk about Scott Beowulf and Nosferatu. You know, I mean, I'm riffing, man. I'm on it. I'm like one of these hep cats that kind of like zoom, zoom. I'm one of those kind of guys. I'm one of those like fly off the cuff, loose cannon kind of dudes. Yeah, so it might seem I plan some things. I get on the radio, man, and it just... it jazzes me, man. It gets me going. And kind of like this dude. Oh, a brother in arms. Quite a brother indeed. Brother Theodore.
I'm the vampire. I have existed for centuries in legend, in fantasy, in men's minds, and some say in a reality. You must believe in me for me to exist. But those who have chosen to deny my existence have sometimes found me a most deadly enemy. I live by night, seeking fresh new blood to flow in my rather cold veins. Many of my victims have joined my unholy legion of the undead, becoming creatures without souls, living only for hideous torment. Cannot destroy me. The infected blood of the vampire was carried to Earth millions of years ago by the Tubatan vampire men of a distant galaxy far beyond this solar system. The strange chromatic radiations of deep dark space have created many ghastly mutations while they turn the air and everything in it into a one-colored mass of yellow, green, blue, or blood red. Vampires spreads out. Only knowledge learned from studying the original Tubatan vampires can save the planet Earth from bloody ruin. But no space scientists have yet returned from the world of the Tubatan vampires alive. And right now, the infamous Dr. Reining is planning a top secret space mission in quest of a little dangerous knowledge.
Dracula, you have devised the most diabolical plan. What do you call it?
The layaway plan.
How does it work?
Die now, pay later.
Tisket a tasket, a red and yellow casket.
Shut up and lie down. And close the lid after you. Yeah.
The little old undertaker, me. Ding dong dell, the farmer's in the well.
Good. Let's keep him there.
Lady, your machine is all choked up with suds. You're using the wrong kind of detergents.
Hey, man, dig this Rio Gone show for a crazy thriller. It's Monsters a Go-Go. A horror thriller with the Go-Go beat, live on stage from Hollywood. See the Teenage Frankenstein. See... The Beatles mystically transformed. See Hollywood's golden go-go girl, Pat Collins. See the ethereal materialization of 007 as James Bond. It's the kookiest and the spookiest. It's where the action is. See Monsters a Go-Go. Terror walks off the stage and into the audience. Free 2-for-1 pass to anyone who can sit through the entire show, and it's all live. This is the only show that gets away with murder. So come early and get a seat. If you're late, we may put you in a coffin. See Monsters a Go-Go. Monsters a Go-Go. Monsters a Go-Go. Monsters a Go-Go.
Let's make a monster song and put nothing into it. This is from a children's record called Wonderland Records, CC Monster. I thought it was going to be like a monster, like a sea monster, or like CC Rider. Unfortunately, it is neither. It's something just a talk over. We heard Monster Jokes by the Four Monsters. Ah! And then my brother Theodore, the horror of the blood monster. Zombo right here in your brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh. Man, oh man, the Chevys, did we have a time? Speaking of time, next week, we jump back into the whole themes of time. I started months ago doing all of the planets, all of the stars, the universe, deep space. And then I thought, wow, after space, what's the next thing? Well, the next dimension is time. So we did some shows about time. And then, fabulous October rolls in with a wonderful, wonderful feeling that Halloween brings to all of us. The little mischievous things, the joy, the frightening reality of being alive all comes out during the Halloween season and every day for most of us. Hey, so then we got into all of this. And then next week, all songs about minutes and seconds that are in the title. So we will dig into that. And then from there we got the whole month of November, we're going to be exploring time. December is going to be a recap of all the great music found during the year. And I bet we'll get back into time once the new year kicks in. And then spring will be here before you know it. Yeah. Muscling through a couple cloudy days, a little bit of a chill, even though it's nice today. All right, here is Kay Bell and her spacemen. Scream along with the monsters, Zombo in your brain. RCT in the Pittsburgh.
Look over there. What do I see? A big green eye is staring at you. It belongs to the monster who's as fierce as a storm, and he demands you to scream when you hear his horn. You better start screaming and do it soon. This monster's hurting. No wonder he's mean. He's got a thorn on his paw, so he wants you to scream.
We were a surfer smash. insane, woof and drown.
Some madman or one of those surfers that hang around the beach all the time. They're capable of anything, even murder.
You think so? Strange. I always found them to be a nice bunch of kids just trying to find themselves.
They'll find themselves in your jail one day. I tell you, Sheriff, something's got to be done about them. The boys are nothing but a bunch of loafers and the girls are little tramps. They contribute absolutely nothing to a decent society.
Thank you.
All right, so far I don't think it's going to have any lyrics. I think it's going to be one of his Unz songs. What do we hear? We heard Monsters from the Surf by the Monsters from the Surf. How original. We heard Kay Bell and the Spacemen Scream Along with the Monsters. This is the Squadders with Monster, which I don't think we're going to make it to the end of this song. This just sounds like some just generic, like, press a machine button and go oomph, oomph, oomph. Yeah. Well, this takes less talent than what I have. Let's see, here's the Automatic with Monster. See what happens here.
So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
I'll send a small box of smallpox, a large tub of hummum, your own noose for home use, a crate full of hateful. You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. I'll send a lipstick of arsenic, one urn of sunburn, 6 cups of hiccups, a bin full of sinful. 'Cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. Monster mind, you haunt me all the time. Doobie, 8 nails of hangnails, some pass cards for graveyards, a werewolf for your wolf, some bat wings for earrings, 'cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. My dear, you're so ravishing, where did you ever dig up that dress? Monster mine, you haunt me all the time. I'll be true, I'm so in love with you. Looby dooby dooby dooby, green hair for nightwear, some lap robes of earlobes, a hat pin of bat skin, and 3 scraps of kneecaps. 'Cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
My dear, since I first laid my eyes on you, I can't get them back in the sockets.
'Cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
That's the story from New York City.
Let's dance the monster bossa nova. It's the very latest thing, sure. It started in far-off Transylvania. Now all the vampires really swing. It's the favorite dance of every drooling ghoul and even teenage werewolves do it after school. Shoo! Every night, when the moon is full, the monsters gather round. They all meet down in the graveyard just to dig that crazy sound. The mash is through, and so's the twist, because the creatures of the night insist on it. Oh, it's got a beat that just won't quit. Why, it really is intense. It's even made old Dr. Frankenstein give up his experiments.
I can't figure out just what went wrong. Now my monster does the bossa nova all night long.
And off for the bubble machine.
It's got the smoothest rhythm. Why, it makes you want to flow. But be careful, or your partner might sink her fangs into your throat. Then nothing will ever make you part unless some square drives a wooden stake into your heart. Hey, there's the wolfman and the old gypsy woman.
My son, you have the mark of the werewolf upon your hand.
I thought I told you to wait in the wagon.
Go, vampire. Remember, where there's life, there's blood. Oh, it's growing light outside. I'm getting sleepy. Back into the box and close the lid gently. Good night.
There you have the amazing, multifaceted Gene Moss. Monster Bossa Nova. His Monster album is just so much fun to listen to. It's such a classic. We heard Dave Thomas, the guy from Per Ubu, doing Monster Thinks About the Past. We heard the Automatic doing Monster. Monsters from the Surf doing Monster from the Surf. And Electric Frankenstein did Coolest Little Monster. And, of course, you know, being Pittsburgh, I like to thank Mark for bringing this as a request. It is the National Anthem of Pittsburgh. Please rise for the Halloween National Anthem of Pittsburgh. Actually, the everyday anthem of Pittsburgh. I remain in your brain. WRCT. Experiment and Terror. El Cayola. The Chiller theme song.
WPT Pittsburgh. Meaty and full of flavor since 1940.
How often have major media outlets questioned Secretary of State Antony Blinken or President Biden and said, how would you feel if your son or daughter was blown up courtesy of U.S. taxpayers? Why don't you insist that Israel stop bombing or all of the weapons will be cut off? These are basic, logical questions. But when they are avoided, then we're getting this sort of parody of journalism, which is more stenography than anything else.
That's Norman Solomon, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Norman Solomon on war and the media. In times of war, the corporate media play a salient role in shaping public opinion. There are worthy and unworthy victims. They neatly divide certain categories. Muslims, Arabs, and Iranians generally fall into that latter category, whereas Washington and its allies are worthy victims who deserve our support and empathy. The current phase of the Gaza war did not begin on October 7th, as the media repeat ad nauseum. But to dig into the underlying causes and provide context and history rarely occurs, because it would undermine the dominant propaganda. Thus, the Nora O'Donnells, Wolf Blitzers, Lester Holtz, and other corporate news anchors don't question the embedded assumptions and simply mimic, with few exceptions, the dominant official line. Our guest today is Norman Solomon. He's a political commentator and media critic. He's the executive director of the Institute for Public Accuracy and co-founder of RootsAction.org, an online activist group. He's the author of many books. His latest is War Made Invisible. I talked with him on October 11th. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, you wrote War Made Invisible before the Israeli attack on Gaza in response to the events of October 7th. And then you've crucially have added an afterword. Talk about the ingredients of that and how things have evolved.
I thought a lot when I was working on the afterword about the Gaza war. I tried to grasp how the events after October 7th, 2023, have related to the basic themes of the initial book. After all, the title War Made Invisible might at first, you know, seem counterintuitive, because the Gaza war got tremendous and has gotten to some degree still a significant amount of U.S. media coverage. But it became really clear that the quantity of coverage didn't mean that the war itself has been visible. After all, the realities of war are death, maiming, terror, and very little of that has come through the news media coverage of the Gaza war, I think for two basic reasons. One is the inherent limitations of journalism to convey what it's really like to have missiles and bombs coming at you, and the carnage and the death and the suffering, the loss, the mourning, the grief. Very difficult for TV, radio, newspapers, scrolling on a screen to convey to us what that's like, you know, to be in a war zone. But the invisibility has really been compounded by the tremendous media bias that we've gotten from mainstream U.S. media outlets. It doesn't mean that occasionally there aren't breakthrough stories that will shatter the invisible shield that separates us from the realities of war. But the essence of propaganda is repetition. The code word